770, please. This is the second reading.
Authorize a development agreement between the City and Portland State University, Oregon Health Sciences University, and Portland Community College for the development and creation of a new commercial multi-level condominium building known as the Jasmine Block at 401 Southwest Harrison Street.
So, colleagues, this is a second reading of the ordinance, but I'm informed by the Bureau that they need a technical amendment. Robert, could you listen to this testimony carefully, because I believe we will need to pass it on again to a second reading, but if that's not the case, will you let me know? Do we have David O'Longley here? David's right there in the front. Thank you. Could you let us know what the technical amendment question was? And I know you want us to add an emergency, if you could explain that as well.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I have with me here Aaron Beck, who's the financial analyst with OMF Facilities.
Thanks, sir.
I believe our technical amendment is because only the mayor and the orator has the authority to authorize payment. In the previous development agreement, we had listed the CAO as having that authority, so we needed to correct that technical error.
So let me ask a question of Robert. So under current code, they are basically correcting it to comport with existing code. Does that require us, if we accept this technical amendment, to move it to another second reading, given that we're bringing it back into alignment with existing code?
There was also...
Never mind. Wait.
Aaron Beck, OMF Business Operations. There was one other thing that we removed from the original ordinance, and that was specifying the exact number of payments and the amount. And the reason we removed that was to give us the flexibility to add on anything that we would need to pay to PSU for things we specifically request, and that those things are allowed under the development agreement and that we have budgeted for.
So, Mayor, what I'm going to suggest is that we accept the technical amendments and that we put an emergency clause, because this is time sensitive, and we vote on this today.
Very good. So let's first take a vote on the technical amendments.
By the way, on the technical amendment that you've identified that says only the mayor or the
auditor,
something tells me that in our code or our practice, the mayor is authorized to delegate explicitly to a third person to provide that function. That would be a chief of staff in his absence. That would be the CAO. So I hope we don't do a series of technical amendments every time this comes up, and I hope we just establish somewhere that the mayor has the authority to knowingly delegate to some third party. He's still responsible. But it seems to me we shouldn't have to do a technical amendment every time the mayor wants to delegate to the CAO signature authority.
I agree with that. So, Robert, do you see any problem in us moving the package of technical amendments and then putting an emergency clause and taking a vote today? Great. So why don't we do that? Carla, could you call the roll, please? Those were the two major technical amendments, correct?
That's correct.
Carla, could you please call the roll on the package of technical amendments?
I'm sorry, I didn't get who moved and seconded.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Fish moves. Commissioner Saltzman seconds. Please call the roll. Thank you, Carla, for keeping me honest.
You're welcome. Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaley?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The technical amendments are adopted.
So, Mayor, I move to slap an emergency clause on Council Item 770.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Saltzman. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaley?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. To the main motion, second reading is amended. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaley?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I want to thank everybody who's worked very, very hard on this. And it's always hilarious that it comes down to wrapping ourselves around the axle of small technical amendments. But to the larger issue here, thank you for your tremendous work. And this is great progress, and I appreciate it. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. And I believe that leaves
us... We have 748 left.
We have 748 and 771, we decided to keep on the afternoon session. Was that where
Correct.
We left that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 748 is the...
Who pulled that, Carla?
Last item.
Joe Walsh pulled that.
Mr. Walsh is not here, so it's as a report. Mayor, I move the report.
I should read the title. 748, reappoint Gustavo J. Cruz, Jr. and William Myers to the Prosper Portland Board for terms to expire June 30, 2021.
Mayor, these are existing board members. We have information in our council packets. I move the report.
We have a motion. We have a second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fish.
These are two terrific additions to the Prosper Portland Board, and I'm very proud to support their reappointment. Aye.
Wheeler.
So the council has collectively decided on a policy to put reappointments to boards and commissions on the consent agenda as they are known. They have a record. They have been previously introduced to council. That is the case here. These are two outstanding reappointments. I strongly support both of them, and I appreciate their service to the community. I vote aye. The report is accepted, and we are adjourned till 2 p.m.